Next item on the agenda is Anthony W. Martin, Sr., Worcester Planting Ground application. Mr. Stagg.
Yep, me too. So this is an Worcester Planting Ground application received back in 2016 from Anthony Martin, Sr. He originally requested 95 acres within Back River, which is located in the city of Hampton. We did do a public interest review on this project, and we did receive some protests, which I'll cover in a moment. The application is this one right here. We have some other pending applications, as you can see, but it's this one that has this kind of T head on it and comes in this way. An aerial photograph of the area depicting the existing leases. Again, this is the application, 161. This is a piece of public clamming ground in Back River. Another pending application across the channel and existing leases. Most of this area has been leased for quite some time. Most of these existing leases have been in existence for quite a number of years. So we did, subject to our normal public interest review, we did receive an objection from the Army Corps of Engineers and Mr. Martin Bell, who owns a marina to the south here, just off this photograph. The nature of the Army Corps of Engineers objection was the close proximity to a federal navigation project channel exiting Back River. Mr. Bell, his objections were related to submerged aquatic vegetation in the area, and he opposed leasing any areas that had that. However, BMRC does have a policy and a guidance document that was adopted by the commission concerning leasing areas where there is SAV. And as you can see in this photo right here, that large green area is SAV bed. So the red area is the area we have actually surveyed. That does not contain SAV. The area to the south of the SAV is the actual channel that comes out from the public boat ramp there. You can see a boat right there in the photo. It comes out, makes some kind of funny gyrations, but it basically exits through this deeper area here. His application actually came all the way to this existing lease, but we would not recommend leasing that channel, obviously. This is a pretty shallow area except where the channel is. So we don't think it's a good idea with the amount of boat traffic going in at least that. We don't recommend leasing the SAV, so this is the area that remains, and then I'll address this channel issue in just a second. This is a plat showing what we actually ended up surveying. We couldn't find any record of a project channel here of the Corps, and I requested they send me that information. But in correspondence back and forth with them over the last 2 weeks, requesting their consideration of this alignment, they did yesterday morning withdraw their protest. So they are no longer objecting related to the channel. Wherever it is, somewhere in this clam ground, we'll get it mapped if they send it to us. But we gave them the coordinates of this. They seem to be satisfied that this outer alignment is far enough away from the channel that it won't present any future problems should they ever dredge here, which seems unlikely to me. It's naturally deep. So of the 95 acres that he applied for, this is 16.41 is all we can really recommend due to a number of issues, including the channel and SAV and this channel. So having said that, Mr. Bell indicated in a letter, which is in your packet. There was a number of correspondence between me and Mr. Bell in your packet, but there's a letter in there that he wrote to the commissioner and to me, primarily about SAV and some other issues. Mr. Bell is very passionate about SAV. If you read the letter, you'll understand that. He indicated he was coming until yesterday when I got an email from him, which said he appreciated the opportunity to comment on this. We have his letter. He hopes the commissioners will all read it. It is in your packet. He's not coming, and whatever decision you make, he won't oppose it. So I think he's still in opposition, but I don't believe he's here to speak any more on the project. So having said that, we do believe the area that we've currently surveyed does address both the concerns of Mr. Bell and now the Army Corps of Engineers, and therefore, after reviewing it and considering all the factors of 28.2607 and 28.2125, subsection A of the code, we do recommend approval of leasing 16.41 acres to Mr. Martin as shown on this current survey plat. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Questions of Mr. Stagg by members of the commission. Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Martin? When Mr. Martin comes not, no opposition comes. Anyone in opposition? Matters before the commission. Dinner's getting cold, Daph. Mr. Ballard.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Lusk. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. I think it's the last habitat.
Yep.